Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the People's Podcast. All right, it's me, Andy P, along with John Shoes. Say hello, John.
Hello.
And I just want to lead with the fact that Roman Reigns is now three-time WWE World Heavyweight Champion. He has managed to achieve that in the span of a little over 4 months, right? It took Bret Hart 4 years to achieve that accolade.
Oh, yeah, and he's three times more over now, too.
So yeah, that didn't work. Let's just face it. I think we were all, me and you, we predicted Roman Reigns win. We were hoping Triple H was going to do it. But Roman Reigns is your new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Our new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. It's the big news. It's the thing that, you know, it was the main event of WrestleMania. So for you, how did you find the match? What were your feelings? I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, by that time, I can't believe it went on that long. 5 hours of WrestleMania this year. And by the time it got to the end, I was kind of just like, when the spear was hit and it was over, I was kind of just like, right, well, we knew it was going to happen. Thanks for putting us out of our misery. What about you?
I didn't expect the fans to shit on it so much, like so hard.
Yeah.
And you're just trashing the match the whole time. It was getting kind of annoying from my perspective watching. But, I mean, they went through with their plans. It was an okay match.
Do you think that the fans were maybe just tired by that point and couldn't get into the match? Yeah, that
too. They were there for a long time. And Stephanie McMahon was annoying. I didn't want to hear none of that. I'm tired of that same promo over and over and over, and then her ringside commentary was just annoying.
I liked Triple H's entrance.
Yeah, that was cool.
I liked that. I thought that was pretty cool. I liked how they had Stephanie sort of as the evil queen. It kind of worked. But Roman Reigns needs to get some new music or something. He needs to get lyrics or something. It's so boring.
But dude, when he enters down the ramp, he looks like he doesn't even know what to do. What should I do with my arms or my face or anything?
He's just got this smug look on his face. You know, he's just like, yeah, I'm here. And it's like, well, nobody wants you here, Roman.
I mean, I like the kind of character progression that they gave him on Monday night. I thought that was pretty cool that he was just like, when all those guys came into the ring, he was just standing there. Like, you ain't gonna hit me. You won't hit me. And they didn't. And then when AJ Styles knocked that dude out the ring, he was like, go ahead. Do the top rope thing. Just go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nonchalant, like that's kind of what he needs. Just to basically shit on the fans that are shitting on him. Like, just don't let it affect you. That's why John Cena got half the people cheering, half the people hate him. It doesn't affect him. It's no water off his back.
I know. But John Cena will still acknowledge the fans who boo him. You know, whereas I feel like Roman Reigns is trying a bit too hard to ignore them. And that can almost make it more.
Yeah. But, I mean, Monday, it didn't seem that way, you know? Like, when they were booing him, he was kind of nodding and holding up the belt. Like, regardless of what you guys say right now, I'm still the champion.
Yeah.
With his body language, which is good, because, like I said before, he shouldn't talk much.
No, he shouldn't talk at all.
He should talk as often as Colin Cassidy. All he said in that promo with the Dudleys is, like, basically, come to the ring. That's it.
Well, I mean,
why are we talking? Come fight. Except for, you know, I only got one word to spell out for you. I only got one word that describes you, and I'm going to spell it out for you.
Well, I mean, we'll go back and talk about WrestleMania in a minute, but what were your thoughts on Raw as a whole? You know, for me, WrestleMania post-Raw is always, like, hyped up to the max. For me, it was a bit of a letdown. Because
comparatively, to what it could have been.
Well, exactly. Ever since, you know, the one where Brock Lesnar returned all those years ago, every sort of post-WrestleMania Raw, you've been looking for something huge to happen. And it has the majority of the time. But this year, you know, it was either, for me, I was like either hoping, right, somehow they're going to get CM Punk back. Or at the very least, I was so hoping that fourth guy was going to be Seth Rollins, you know. because
yeah, me too.
That would have pumped the place for me. Bringing in a bunch of NXT guys isn't going to cut it. You know, these aren't unknown faces. They're you know, I think that the Enzo and Cass coming in was really well done. It was probably the highlight. But there were a few other people that came in, and it was kind of just like Baron Corbin. I was like, I don't care about that. That's boring to me.
Yeah, and Enzo and Cass had a build, you know? Like, you and I have been talking about them coming up for like a month or two. So people have been waiting for this.
And I'll tell you,
nobody's been waiting for Baron Corbin to come up. We've been waiting for Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, Bayley, and we didn't get any of those guys.
Well, man, how out were our predictions for the Flaming Battle Royal? For Andre the Giant Battle Royal?
It was funny. As soon as I saw Baron Corbin come out, I was like, he's winning. Why is there just a random NXT guy in this? He's going to win. See, and he was barely relevant in the whole match, and he still ended up winning.
Yeah. I think that he just, for me, he's another guy that has zero entertainment value.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
care about him, and I've seen him on NXT countless times. Yep. He just lost to Austin Aries.
Exactly.
By a roll-up.
I don't know what they're trying to make him. Because he's not a threat, in my opinion. He's just angry,
grumpy. Maybe he can join the Wyatt family. He's just
That's
like
exactly
them.
What I thought. But then I thought,
He talks mad trash and loses.
He's not good enough to get into the Wyatts, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, if Eric Rowan can be in the Wyatts, this guy could be in the Wyatts.
He's not big built enough to be in the Wyatts, though. He's too skinny.
Yeah, he's skinny fat.
He's an ugly, ugly man. And he needs to, I don't know what they need to do to him, but he doesn't, you know, he's tall, but he's not Kane. He's not Big Show, you know, he's not, these big guys are huge.
His call-up was underwhelming.
Yes.
Just underwhelming, that's the only way to describe it.
Was there someone else called up on Raw?
Yeah, Apollo Crews was called up. I thought that was cool, but he's probably a mid-carder for life.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not as charismatic as some people on the roster.
No, he's too nice. He seems too nice. He's too nice guy.
Yeah, that'll get him over, but I mean,
it'll only get him over
like I said,
so
mid-carder.
It's like he'll help you at the car with your groceries.
Yeah, and he's flashy in the ring. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
But then, you know, you need someone who, when it's getting down and dirty and grinding out a result, you know.
Yeah.
You want someone who's not, the flashiness doesn't matter. It's about being able to sell.
Yeah. Yeah, like, even though that match against Tyler Breeze was a minute and 55 seconds, imagine he had to face Brock Lesnar and do that powerbomb to him after 16, 18 minutes.
Exactly.
Who's to say he'll have the energy to do that without breaking his neck?
I don't think he could.
Doing freaking backflips and somersaults.
It's just showboating, you know.
Yeah. It's talent. That is talented, but this isn't gymnastics.
Exactly.
I could care less. So I'm not really a high spot guy, but I guess I am if my two favorites are Jeff Hardy and Seth Rollins.
Exactly. So I guess we've talked about, you know, obviously the highlight of Raw, one of the highlights being the Enzo and Cass debut, and one of the low points, I guess, for us being the win for Roman Reigns. But if I was to take you back to WrestleMania weekend and go over the full weekend, so we'll include NXT in that as well, go over the full from Friday right through to Monday night, what was your absolute highlight out of all of that? I know it's a tough question. I probably should have prepared you for that before we came on here.
No, Shane McMahon taking over Raw.
Shane McMahon taking over Raw?
Yeah, on Monday.
Wow.
That one got me.
That was your highlight of the entire weekend?
I didn't expect it at all.
You must have really hated WrestleMania.
No, man, it's that and Sami Zayn versus Nakamura. Wow. That match was amazing.
Wow. That's,
Wow, man, you're just gonna shit on my.
No,
my
I was.
Two favorite things.
I'm not gonna, but I think I can outdo them. I think I can outdo them.
Alright, okay. What are your top two?
Well, I don't have a top two, man, I just have a top one.
Oh.
And it was.
Charlotte Don't say it's Charlotte winning the women's championship.
No, it wasn't, although that is up there. That is a pretty high. You know me too well, man. You know, God, if my girlfriend ever hears this, she's going to think I'm obsessed with Charlotte. Just a little, darling, just a little. No, my absolute highlight of the weekend has to be Shawn Michaels, Mick Foley, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, coming man, out. Stone Cold got like the biggest pop of that time frame that we're talking about.
That was so cool. That was... see, when Shawn's music hit,
that was like, pretty freaking awesome.
What is going on here? And he came out, he's wearing his ring gear and everything.
I know.
Plus, he seems to have stolen his own... He's gone back in time, stolen his own body
DDP from like yoga, baby.
2004. And he looks amazing.
I know. And I wish he wasn't retired.
He looks like he could go tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And Mick's lost weight as well. Austin, not so much. Austin, as my friend Ben said at the time, Austin was obviously like, fuck getting in ring shape for this. You know,
yeah.
I'm going out for 2 seconds. I'm going to just like jeans, t-shirt and a pair of trainers. Whereas the other guys come out in their wrestling gear. But yeah, I couldn't get over how good Shawn was looking. But for me, that segment was just awesome. You know, everybody wants to see a super kick.
And yeah.
And a stunner at WrestleMania, you know. And Mick was there just to lend a hand, literally, by giving Mr. Sokol. So yeah, I thought it just was great. It was a sort of a nice little moment where, you know, that just worked for me. And I'll give you my surprise moment of the weekend as well. The moment that surprised me in terms of how much I thought I was going to hate it, and I actually loved it. And it was The Rock's segment.
Come on, Andy. I thought you were about to turn babyface and say it's all cast.
No. It was when The Rock came out, right, and he had that stupid blowtorch thing and everything, and me and my brother and Ben were sitting there, and we were just slating The Rock. We were like, Jesus Christ, Rock, why are you walking around? Go home. Nobody wants you here. And then he was talking, and then the lights came in. I was like, oh, this is starting to get interesting. And then he whipped off his pants, and he was in wrestling gear, and I was like, right, this is really interesting now. And then, obviously, what transpired after that. I've never actually been, you know, when John Cena came out, I've never actually been kind of like, you know what, I'm glad to see him. It's good to see John. And he came out, you could tell he looked different. You know, you could tell he hadn't been working out as much because his neck looked thinner. I think that's why he looked like Barack Obama the other week. So, but he came out and they had their whole thing. I loved all that. I thought it was great, and I thought it worked really well, and they saved that segment because I had a horrible feeling it was just going to be another 20 minutes of The Rock speaking like last year, but this year it really worked out. So those were two moments. I guess I'm showing my age, I guess, by, you know, the two segments I enjoyed the most.
It felt like The Rock was putting over Bray Wyatt at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And then Monday Night Raw had me feeling like, are they going to be like tweeners or borderline baby faces soon?
I know, that's a weird one. Because why?
I'm cool with that idea.
It's not like they would be going after League of Nations for any sort of belt, because obviously League of Nations don't have any titles on them, so...
Yeah, but we would love to see them tear them apart, because we hate the League of Nations.
I know, but it's just weird that they get the Wyatts to do that.
You think Bobby Roode will join the League of Nations, or is that just out there?
There was talk of Cesaro joining them, but I don't see that now because he's so over.
And I just said his name. Bobby Roode signed to NXT.
Yeah, I can't see Bobby Roode. I heard Bobby Roode was at TakeOver.
Yeah, he was. He was in the front row.
That's pretty cool.
That was awesome.
He's like my favorite TNA guy, and he is like the guy when he's, you know, when James Storm was talking about coming over, I was like, that's awesome, I love James Storm, but I kind of wish it was Bobby Roode, and now that it is, for me, that's a guy who should just give him the NXT title now, in my opinion. The guy can talk, he's a great talker, he's so strong, he's brilliant, I'm a big fan.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
I'm sorry, right, he's great. He's really good, and he's really charismatic.
I was going to ask you how you felt about his debut.
Do you know who he reminds me of?
Don't say Funaki.
No, I'm not. I'm non-wrestling related. Mr. Chow! Leslie Chow! From the Hangover movies. That's who he is.
Dr. Ken?
Yes.
Ben Chang or whatever his name is?
Yeah, yeah. See when he was doing that thing where he like leaned right back and was like, come on.
Oh yeah.
I can just imagine him like saying, come on, suck on my balls. Like... I love doing Mr. Chow impressions, so this may go on for some time. Just like, hey, Alan, suck my dick. That's what he's like. That's what Nakamura is like. He is like Mr. Chow in wrestling form.
I think he's going to be like the male Asuka. He's not going to have to say anything and he's going to get over.
Yeah, he's weird dancing down to the ring and everything.
Yeah.
That was so strange. So surreal.
So obviously you've never seen him wrestle before?
No.
Oh, man. Did you like it?
Yeah, I did.
Like that stiff, strong style?
Yeah, yeah. It was a bit surreal, I'll be honest with you. The whole thing was just a bit... Because all I could think was, Mr. Cha, Leslie Cha, bitches! So, yeah, that was... But for me, you know... My major sort of highlight right now in terms of guys who are up and coming is Sami Zayn. Because now that he's fully fledged WWE... And obviously he was in that number one contenders match and stuff. I'm just so pleased to see that they're, you know, doing right by him.
Yeah.
You know.
I like that.
Because,
He deserves it.
He does deserve it.
Him and Kevin Owens deserve, like, a year-long program together.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell in the cell.
We deserve it. We don't get stuff like that unless it's John Cena and Randy Orton anymore.
Exactly, exactly. It's like you want guys who have got history.
Yep.
You know, guys who can...
That's why I wouldn't mind if they turned Bray Wyatt babyface and have him go after Roman Reigns' belt. That'd be cool.
That would be cool. That would be awesome. If, would they need to turn him babyface? I don't even know.
I don't even think so. Just have him attack him.
Exactly, because...
People go nuts.
Yeah, I think that would be cool. If I'm to... here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If we're looking, so this doesn't have to be immediate. I'm not looking into who you think's going to face him next, but I'm going to ask you who you think could possibly be the person to take the title from Roman Reigns.
Oh, I think it's going to be Seth Rollins. I really hope Roman holds the belt until SummerSlam.
Wow, that would be awesome.
Like I said, I want that belt to have at least some legitimacy to it. Like, I don't care if they're booing or cheering the guy, but I don't want to see the belt taken off of him after a month or two again.
Yeah.
Although, I don't want him to be a 5-time champion in a freaking year.
Yeah. Although you've got to say that you will be supporting AJ Styles.
Yeah, of course. I don't think he's going to win, but I'll support him. I just think that's the one feud that could... probably get Roman Reigns over.
Can
Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns, because he genuinely hates Seth Rollins in character.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if he's coming at Seth Rollins like that for coming back, you can have a heel turn through that, and then Seth Rollins is just defending himself being the babyface.
Can you believe?
Attack Seth when he comes back.
Yeah, that would work. That would work. I've got a question for you. Can you believe how quickly AJ Styles has got over and how quickly Vince McMahon's gone, right, this is a guy that we can maybe not put the title on, but can certainly put in big-time matches. Can you believe how quickly that's happened?
Yeah, but they screwed with our perception because it was on a night where Shane was running the company. Like, you don't know if next Monday Vince is going to come back and be like, AJ Styles.
No. Well, I'm talking about non-kayfabe here, though. Because Vince is obviously the one who's still making the major decisions.
Oh, non-kayfabe. Yeah, then, I mean, he deserves it. He was Wrestler of the Year again.
I know.
How does Wrestler of the Year have to feud with freaking Chris Jericho 19 times before he ever faces someone else?
Yeah, but you know what WWE's like. There's a chance that they'll never sort of put someone over, regardless of how they've done outside the company. But here they've taken AJ Styles and they've said, you know what, this guy, we can go with him, we can run with him. And even if he lost at WrestleMania, I don't think a lot of people even remember the fact that he lost. The fact is he had a great match with Jericho. And I
if
think,
I compare him to Goldberg for a moment, what if he just loses to Roman Reigns and then he doesn't go back into that main event picture for a while? What if Seth Rollins comes back, ends up being the champion, and a year later he gets another chance and he loses?
That's a good scenario.
Then it'll just start sounding like Goldberg, like what could have been, like how they mishandled the biggest star in TNA because he came from TNA.
True, true. I think it'll be interesting to see where they go with it.
Yeah, but non-kayfabe, I really think it's great. Like, they invested money in him, so why not give him a push?
Exactly, and I think he could really sort of do big things for that company. Everybody likes him. The kids like him. You know, he's liked by everyone. He's not just liked by the smart fans.
Yeah.
He's liked by kids and stuff. Cause cool music. He's got a good look. And he can talk. So therefore, you know, that's the kind of guy that people want to see do well. Because he's kind of like, you know, that sort of... You'll always have, right? You will always have the guys like the Lex Lugers and... Mm. The Kevin Nash to an extent where you know they're pushed by the company, but you will always have your Bret Harts and your Shawn Michaels when they're the guys behind that, but they'll always be there and they'll always be the ones that the fans truly appreciate, you know. So,
I mean, for a while, Shawn Michaels was the guy,
exactly, but that's only because everyone else had pissed off the WCW.
Yeah.
And Shawn was the guy by default, but he made the most of it and became the top guy through hard work. It's the same with Bret, you know?
Yeah.
So, you never know, it might happen again. They might see that the fans just don't stop cheering for AJ, and he ends up getting the push. It's like Daniel Bryan's situation, I guess. Because, you know, who knows where the company would be at if Daniel Bryan hadn't got injured. You know?
It'd still be in the main event picture, I'd hope.
Exactly, and things could be different. Roman could be the heel, because Roman could be the heel facing Daniel Bryan, and it's difficult to say, I guess, whether they... I don't know what they're going to do in terms of the main event picture going forward with Roman Reigns.
I just really hope that I'm right and Roman attacks Seth when he comes back.
Yeah.
That's the only way to have
sort
of the best feuds in a while.
Yeah, have a sort of Shield reunion thing, and then Roman turns on.
It would feel organic.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that could that for me would be a good move from the company's standpoint. So, your favorite match, obviously, over the weekend then was. The Sami Zayn match. What was your favorite Mania match?
That's a good question. Probably the 7-man ladder match.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was solid. I think it started the night.
It
kind of set the tone for the night, so like...
Well, the fact that Zack Ryder...
My energy was high, and then I had to go from there. I thought that match and the Divas triple threat was great.
Yeah. Yeah,
For the finish. I hate that Ric Flair had to get involved.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it was a good heel way. You know, nobody...
Yeah.
I get sick of the fact that they make everyone clean and win now. I want some cheating. That's what a heel does, you know? Heel wins dirty. They don't always have to go over just straightforward. Oh, you know, we've got to give the refs more legitimacy. Well, I don't give a shit about the referee, you know? So
I was honestly so into the match that I was happy that Charlotte won. I was like, all right, that's cool. The first women's champion is Charlotte Flair.
It works.
Uh-huh.
And it still, for me, it still goes down that whole route I said of Bayley. Her versus Bayley, SummerSlam.
SummerSlam?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me excited for no reason.
I'm just saying, I reckon that'll be the...
Why isn't Bayley here yet?
I don't know.
That's a good question for you, Andy. Why wasn't she called up on Monday if she lost her belt to Asuka?
Maybe I'm thinking they may put Bayley in a little
program with Asuka.
Yep. I'm thinking there's a rematch there on the card. So,
I mean, last week on the podcast, I said it wouldn't be a good move to bring Bayley up because then the women's division in the NXT would be kind of weak.
Yep, exactly.
We're going to have Asuka facing Nia Jax.
Exactly. So you need to maybe just build that up for a few more months, establish a few more characters, and then bring it up.
Maybe they're going to sign some women. We never know.
They've already got a lot of women there.
NXT?
Yeah. They just need to develop them.
Not
the
too
ones
many that I can take serious right now.
Well, that's the thing. They just need to develop. Santana got it. I'm sure that was that woman's name that I was trying to remember last week. So they've got a number of women there. They just, unfortunately, they don't always utilize them. Santana got it. That's who I'm looking up right now. Yep, she's in. Well, she's been on NXT a few times, although I don't think she's signed. She was someone, because she's got charisma and stuff. They just need to maybe put in a few more sort of, maybe just give some more women some mic time. Right now, they've obviously, you know, like you said, Nia Jax. So they still got Carmella as well.
Yeah.
Asuka, Eva Marie. So that's only four.
Mm.
Who am I not? There's someone else I'm sure I'm not thinking of. There must be more than four.
Dana Brooke
and Emma. Is Emma called up now?
It seems like Emma's called up, and it seemed like Eva Marie was called up. So I don't know. They're real short staffed over there in NXT for viable contenders.
I think there's a few women that will drift back and forth. From you know what it's like when you come up to the main roster, a lot of the guys, it isn't a clean break. You know, they'll spend some time still in NXT. They'll sort of shift between the two.
Yeah.
Because, Sami Zayn's still doing a lot of NXT stuff before Mania. So,
Not too long ago, Carmella was the number one contender for Bayley's belt, and she faced her. But would you ever believe Carmella taking the belt off of Asuka?
No.
Is that really believable?
But then maybe the way...
I probably wouldn't even believe Nia Jax, and I don't think fans would be invested in that.
Exactly. I think Asuka could be on that... Could have that belt for a long time.
Yeah.
I think we could be looking at a long reign for her. Bayley was champion for quite a while.
Yeah, she was.
What was it? Just around SummerSlam she won it, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Takeover Brooklyn?
Yeah, which was, I believe, was just before SummerSlam. So, you know, that's a heck of a run. It's good because the NXT Women's title, for me, it does have a lot of importance. It does carry a lot of prestige. And it does mean that whoever sort of holds that before they come up, it does give them quite a lot of strength. I think that they're going to have to bring up someone soon, because you can't have just it constantly in the WWE being a feud between Charlotte, Becky, and Sasha. And I know that Natasha's now... Natasha? Who the hell is Natasha?
Natalia.
Natalia is obviously challenging now, and I'm like, well, she's had her time for me, you know? She's a great wrestler and stuff, but she's not... I just don't believe that she could beat any of those three women.
Yeah.
Unless they put Paige back in. But Paige seems to have just become a total diva.
Mm-hmm.
So... they're going to have to bring someone up from NXT, and that person surely is Bayley. Unless Carmella makes the jump now because Enzo and Cass have gone.
Yeah, but would you believe Carmella against Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks, or Charlotte?
Do you know what the problem is?
Or would you be pissed off if one of those three lost to her?
Do you know what the problem is? Those three are kind of like... so far above everyone else that... it makes it really difficult. They're kind of like The Rock, Austin, and Triple H of of the women's division. So it does make it extremely difficult.
Bailey is going to be Stone Cold when she comes up.
Bailey. I can't think of anyone less like Stone Cold Steve Austin than Bailey. Come on, man.
Well, yeah, I just mean the reaction from the fans.
I know what you're saying, but like, if you think about it, Charlotte's Triple H, Sasha's The Rock, and Becky's the nut job Stone Cold Steve Austin. It actually works. They are actually those three people. Because, you know, I just made that up right now, and I feel it works. So, Bailey's going to be John Cena.
Wow.
Think about it, man. Bright colours, you know.
Ouch.
All
sort
of happy
right.
And, you know, big cuddly dinosaurs and stuff. So, yeah. I just threw that down there, man, and it actually makes sense. So, there you go.
Wow.
But anyway, that's besides the point. The fact of the matter is the women's division right now is... Man, women's wrestling, it's so good, man. I'm so glad that they made that. I love the belt. The belt's really cool as well, the new women's title.
Yeah.
I think that's...
I like it.
You know, it's classy. It doesn't look like a women's belt, you know. It's not like for girls. It's just like the
WWE. It's like a smaller world heavyweight title.
Exactly.
Slightly.
Exactly. And it's, you know, the colours, there's no pink or anything. It's red and white. That's the old colours. That's colour the old women's title back in the day when Alundra Blaze held it and then took it to WCW and dropped it in the trash can.
Yeah.
So, you know, it took them a while, by the way, before they brought it back.
I heard she wanted to be the surprise teammate on Total Divas team.
Medusa.
On, like, Instagram or Twitter or something.
Surely she was just being sarcastic.
Yeah.
You know. That would have been ridiculous because the thing is that Total Divas is kind of everything that she's against as a female wrestler. So for me that would have made no sense. But so yeah, Brie Bella obviously announcing her retirement. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did.
Your thoughts?
Oh, you know how I feel about that, but now we're just waiting on Nikki's announcement.
Man alive. I find it so funny.
Then the real women's revolution can
Man, you
continue.
You give Nikki such a hard time.
I do.
And I feel it's unjustified. I feel I have to stick up.
Why?
I have to stick up for all the beautiful women.
Eva Marie's gotten better. That doesn't change her reaction.
How do you mean?
Eva Marie has gotten better since she went back to NXT, but that doesn't matter. People still shit on her.
Yeah, but that's fine because she's a heel. So,
yeah.
If that's what you
so
want.
So is Nikki.
Yeah, this is no. She started to turn face. I'm sure towards the end. I'm sure, didn't she? No,
was still the heel.
She
versus
did.
Charlotte.
She did, and then she turned heel again. Because I remember they turned face without anyone explaining why, and then they turned heel again without anyone explaining why. Because that's what they do.
Big Show syndrome.
Big Joe syndrome. He's a good wrestler. Big Joe syndrome. So yeah. So anyway, I think that the what the hell are we talking about?
I don't know anymore.
I don't
man.
Even know what we're talking about anymore.
We're talking about Nikki Bella being.
Yeah,
just
that's
like
right.
Eva Marie.
That's
like,
right.
Yeah,
no, you
they
were
terrible
talking,
in the ring, and
you
now
were
they're bad, but they got better.
You were talking about that.
You go from
that.
Terrible to bad, you do get better.
You were talking about that. I was saying that.
Yeah, I was talking about that, sorry.
And I'm
so
saying
I
that Nikki Bella isn't as bad as you say, but, you know, she's obviously...
I think she's bad as hell. I just don't think she's a good wrestler.
Anyway, so now we have the women's wrestling, because there's no Divas Revolution anymore. That's finished. That's done. We now have women's wrestling again. So anyway, yeah, we've talked about that enough. We've talked about wrestling, women's wrestling enough. They should only be getting 8 minutes bell to bell, for God's sake. that's me just joking, folks. That's the old mindset. Got 8 minutes if they were lucky back in the day.
Yeah.
Do you know, there was something that before WrestleMania, their no match, no Divas match had went more than 12 minutes bell to bell or something like that at WrestleMania. Which I don't believe, because I'm sure Mickie James... I've just made that up. I've just made that fact up. Literally, I'm calling my own bullshit there. I just bullshitted because I remember that Mickie James versus Trish Stratus, which my brother said, because I said, oh man, I can't remember the last time there was a good Divas match at WrestleMania, and my brother called it. He said Mickie James versus Trish Stratus, and I went, you know what, that was a brilliant match with a brilliant build-up and a brilliant storyline. So
wasn't that like 10 years ago, though?
It was. It was. I think it was WrestleMania 22. So, yeah, exactly 10 years ago. Yeah, that was like one of the best ever. But that's because they're both total pros. But it just goes to show you that, you know, there are female wrestlers out there that can sort of start off as just models, and can sort of build up and have a really successful career, and in the end be really respected.
All you gotta do is suck off John Cena.
Sorry? Oh, huh? God. Right, okay.
Nikki Bella?
Yeah, that's true.
Weren't we talking
that's
about
true.
Her?
Well, I was actually talking about Trish Stratus.
Oh, well, she didn't do that.
I know, I was about to say. That's why I was shocked. I was like, oh, don't you do... Trish Stratus is like, you know, holy name. You're not, it's like, you know, you're not allowed to say anything bad about her.
If I knew we were talking about her, I would have just talked about her tig old bitties.
Exactly, exactly.
Those were great.
Those were great. That was our, like, signature finisher move you're talking about, right?
Huh?
Yeah, we'll just see, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that she sort of paved the way for, like, women to actually be able to go on and become better wrestlers, even if they don't start off that way. But I think that we'll see some pretty good stuff from the Divas going forward. I think every division's looking pretty sweet at the moment.
Yeah.
But we'll just have to see sort of where certain things go, I guess. If only, you know, I was thinking this the other day. I was like, man, the undercard's stronger than it's ever been. And if Roman Reigns wasn't champion, I'd be loving it right now. But the problem is, because Roman Reigns is the main focus of the show, that makes it not great for me. That's the main reason.
We don't even know yet if the main show is based around him. I know the belt's based around him.
Oh, it is. It is.
Monday night was more based around Shane McMahon and the number one contender.
I know
you're announced. He announced the main event at like 8:40 p.m.
People knew
ahead of time that they had to stay and watch it.
I know, but there will.
When
always...
was the last time they did that? And somebody actually cared.
I'm sorry, man, but I'm going to put my foot down here.
Okay.
Roman Reigns will remain the main focus of the show while he's champion. And I'll tell you why, because I know you're saying like that main event and everything, but that main event was to see who's going to face Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
You get where I'm coming from? So I'm not saying he's going to be the main focus every week, but I'm saying he's going to be the overall focus of the company.
Yeah, the overall focus now is who's going to take the belt off of Reigns, since it's Vince McMahon versus the fans.
It's going to be Reigns, glorious Reigns. That's what we're going to get for me for probably at least 3 months.
And if Seth Rollins comes back and he just buries him, I'm done.
I heard that John.
I'm out of here.
I wouldn't blame you, but I heard that John Cena is like meant to be out for something like 10 months. He's only been out for 3 so far.
For real? What about the WrestleMania thing?
Exactly. Apparently
that was just a one-off.
Yeah.
Damn.
No, I never thought I'd miss.
See, now I am gonna miss him. That
I never
sucks.
Thought I'd miss
and
him.
And I never. Same. I can't agree more.
Do you know why? Because he's the one guy that could take that title off of Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be...
I swear, I said that to my friend on Monday. Oh, sorry, on Sunday, when he came out and helped The Rock. I was like, that's the one guy that you could turn full-on babyface if he just takes the belt off of Reigns.
Yep, yep.
If he just does what he usually does.
Oh, everyone
takes
would...
Takes that belt off Reigns, people would flip out.
Everyone would love him. Everyone would love him. I love him. I'd be like, finally, John, you've done something... good for once.
Yeah.
You've actually taken the title off of a young guy that we actually want you to take it off of.
Yep. And you then know. Seth Rollins can take it off him. That'd be fun.
Exactly. It's for so that's our our predictions are that Roman Reigns will lose the title to John Cena or Seth Rollins. Shall we say that? Shall we say it? Or is the John Cena one just a wish? Yeah, it's a wish.
Cena one's probably a wish. Because
he's not going to be back in time, I don't think.
Because they don't want to turn either of those guys heel.
Yeah. Do you think?
And it'll just end up happening to Roman because of John Cena.
They're not going to turn John Cena heel now. It's too late.
Nah.
No point. He's
Oh, it's never too late. Look at Hogan.
I know, but I think John Cena's like...
That was, what, 14, 16 years later they turned him heel?
But I think John Cena's too... I just don't see it. I don't see the point in it. Because John Cena... Do you know what? They might surprise me. They may surprise me. And if they do, that's all I ask. I want to be surprised.
I'm telling you, nobody thinks it'll ever happen, and it's going to be the one thing that happens before he leaves.
Which would be amazing.
Like, before he finally leaves, because he'll leave as a babyface, but he'll definitely have a heel run. It's just that nobody expects it.
Wow.
Just like nobody expected Undertaker's career to be put on the line, or his WrestleMania career to be put on the line.
Yeah. Do you, Undertaker saying that he's not going to be back next year. Anyone believe that?
He said that?
Yeah.
I do believe that, then.
I don't.
Because he said his gloves or his hands were his legacy, and he left those in the ring at the end of the match.
But apparently, it's a lot of people are saying he's said this before, after Mania matches. And they're just like, look, if it was his last, then they would have built it up. He wouldn't just walk away. Vince wouldn't let him just walk away. Vince would give him the fanfare, even if he didn't want it. So, I think he'll be there. I think they still want to get him versus John Cena. I think they still want that to happen.
At this point, I want it to happen.
Yeah, I think it's...
Maybe you can actually get a Cena heel turn out of that.
Exactly, I think that's the main thing that could benefit from that. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Any other highlights from the Mania weekend for you? Are you like the Dallas crowd now? Are you all worn out?
I mean, I liked it all in the moment. Like, it was, overall, it was great.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too.
It was
cool. I enjoyed it too. Out of 5 stars, how many would you give it?
The whole weekend?
Yeah, let's go for the whole weekend.
Does that include Monday?
Yeah. Although for me, Monday would actually put it down, so I'm not going to include Monday in my star rating.
Probably like 3.75.
Whoa.
I mean, there were a couple things I liked about Monday compared to WrestleMania. Like, I wanted Cesaro to be in that Battle Royal, and then he came back Monday, so I popped. It wasn't Seth Rollins, which I was hoping, but I still got Cesaro back. That was cool.
I'm going to give it a 4-star rating.
Nice.
4 stars.
I thought it was solid, though. That's why you're saying, like, what are your favorite parts? I'm like, I mean, I liked the whole Hall of Fame thing, except for maybe, like, Jacqueline's speech, because it was just quick and to the point. But I liked the whole thing. The whole thing. I liked the Dudley boys. They made a little quip. Bubba was talking, and then D-Von went in to start talking about Jacqueline, and he cut him off. He was like, no, you just say testify. It was pretty funny.
That is pretty funny, man. So overall, WrestleMania gets thumbs up.
Yeah, the whole weekend was solid. I actually liked the Hall of Fame, even though I had a closed mind going into it.
Well, that's good, man. That's good, though. Good. Glad you enjoyed it. Well, the People's Podcast then gives WrestleMania a thumbs up.
Yes.
Overall. Do you know what, dude? I'm going to call this one in. I'm going to call this one a night because I feel this one was pretty much just a WrestleMania weekend retrospective.
Yes.
And we pretty much just went over what we thought about the weekend, which we both thoroughly enjoyed. And next week, things will just be back to normal. We'll be talking about our overall thoughts, what's going to be coming up in the future of wrestling, what's happening in other companies, etc. We'll just go back in with the flow. But I thought it was quite a good idea maybe for us just to stick to Mania, kind of just like we did last week, and just kind of nice tie it in a little bow and finish it off.
Yes.
So,
definitely, the whole weekend was definitely worth $9.99.
Well, and even at the end, we're even getting a plug for the WWE Network.
Some of those people got it for free.
Exactly, and if you were
free,
I know that's man. I think John Shoes is on commission for the WWE Network.
Me?
Yeah.
If they want to give me free network subscriptions per month, I'll plug them every day.
Well, man.
Because I really am a mark for that network. There's not too many people that are marks for that network, and I love it.
I love it, man. I love it.
But
that's because I use my friend's sign-in. So, anyway, on hey, that note,
my
Michael!
I'm gonna
head off, and so are you, John, so see goodbye.
All right, I'll see you guys next week. Check us out on Twitter.
Yes, check us out on
Twitter. NDP is at AngryAndroid83. I'm at John Shoes Music. Catch us next week.
We will see you there. If I will see you next week on the People's Podcast, baby.